broadcast in Canada. Visit Acura.ca to see our 2014 lineup. Here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Jim Taddy.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Zucchino and Taddy, a very Canadiana version of Golf Talk Canada.
Yeah.
Canadian across the board, it seems, today. We've got, we just heard from David Hearn, one of Canada's top players. Daniel Mernicki, who won PGA Tour Canada qualifying school on the West Coast last week, the West Coast qualifying site. We're going to hear from him later on in today's show. And now we welcome our first live guest of the program. He is one of the best up-and-coming young Canadian golf talents when it comes to writing and journalism. Jim, he's been published in Score Golf Magazine, Club Link Life, the Globe and Mail, and he's working on some great stories right now following some of the best young players this country has to offer, Mr. Adam Stanley. Adam, thanks for taking the time to do this with Jim and I on Golf Talk Canada.
No problem at all. Thank you guys so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
So, Adam, before we get into some of these players you've been following, it's kind of a good segue because you're right now currently following players like Mackenzie Hughes, Brooke Henderson, which hopefully have really bright futures as long-term talents on their respective tours, whether it's LPGA or eventually PGA Tour for Mackenzie Hughes. But last week, we're coming off the Masters, and a lot of people right now talking about the cup being half full for them, or half empty, really, in the sense that no Tiger, ratings down, blah, blah, blah. But we had some great stories there with a Spieth and a Blix, and some great guys in their 20s that seem to play very well on a big stage. So how close are we, do you think, of having a Canadian in their 20s, somebody maybe that you're following right now or somebody that maybe the rest of the country doesn't know about that you're currently got your eye on, of seeing someone like this pop on the stage? Because 20 today is not the 20 of yesterday.
No, and you're absolutely right. And I think one of the most interesting stats that came out of the Masters last week was the 17-year rule, where Jack Nicklaus became the youngest man to win the Masters 17 years later. It was Seve. 17 years later, it was Tiger. And then everyone was saying, well, exactly 17 years later, it was supposed to be Spieth. Obviously, that didn't turn out in the way that everyone had hoped, potentially. However, in Canada, I feel like we almost have this 10-year rule. We've got Mike Weir. He's in his early 40s. 10 years later, we've got guys like David Hearn. We've got guys like Graham Dillette. 10 years later, now we're looking at guys like Mackenzie Hughes, who's right on the cusp. And then there's even guys like an Adam Svensson. He plays for Barry University, NCAA Division II, and he just won his seventh event on the NCAA Division II circuit this past week. So there are guys that are right there, right on the cusp, whether they've been part of Team Canada, the Golf Canada national team, or not. But they're right there. So I think we're definitely very close.
Adam, as you know, everything evolves forward. And so, you know, when we have Patrick Reed and we talk to him, he's trying to emulate Tiger Woods. He's not trying to mock him. You know, he wears the red and black pants, the red top black pants on a Sunday because that's who he grew up watching. For Canada, obviously, Mike Weir's had the ripple effect, and now we see Graham Dillette. And I'm just wondering, you know, you're sort of at the younger level and you're watching people like Mackenzie Hughes. So it's almost like the second generation back from Mike Weir, the Graham Dillette, I guess, influence, and some of the other Canadians, Stephen Ames, people like that, David Hearn. Are you seeing that? And could you, if you could describe what the next, I guess, level of Canadian golfer would be, what would that be like?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in speaking with Mackenzie, he knows guys like Mike and even guys like Stephen Ames, they're on this tier that is, you know, it's something that they're striving for. Mike Weir is a Masters champion, and that's something that every golfer, whether they're Canadian, American, or European, they're striving to be that. However, you know, when Mike won the Masters, Mackenzie was all of, you know, 11, 12 years old. So he was just getting into the game of golf competitively at that point. But now they have contemporaries like Graham Dillette, like David Hearn, and even somebody like Adam Hadwin, who is all of 2 or 3 years Mackenzie senior, but he is a champion as well. He won earlier on the web.com tour this year, but they're both on the same tour. They're contemporaries. They have drinks and dinner together, and they're right there to pick each other's brain. And Mackenzie has said, you know, Adam is a good friend of mine. It's nice to see him win, but if he can win, I know I can win as well.
Yeah.
Adam, finish this sentence for me. We've had the opportunity to speak with Mackenzie Hughes a few times after he graduated last year from PGA Tour Canada, the Web.com Tour. He seems like a great young man with a lot of perspective for a young person. But finish this one for me. If Mackenzie Hughes gets his PGA Tour card at the end of this year's Web.com Tour season, it will be because he did what?
He never gave up. I think he is he's very determined. He's got a great head on his shoulders, and he's got a great support system as well. Between the Golf Canada national team, his coach over at Hamilton Golf and Country Club is Scott Couse, Derek Ingram, the men's national team head coach. Those guys are all very supportive of Mackenzie. He's got a great great family, great girlfriend as well, and they're all there rooting for him. And he just knows that his ultimate goal is getting on the PGA Tour, and he's going to stop at nothing before he gets to there.
Adam, a little off the beaten path here, but I mean, you obviously, when you're giving us an answer, you're well researched. You know all your areas, and you're not searching for words. How did you get involved in this? What was your attraction to writing golf?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, my grandfather actually got me into the game of golf when I was pretty young. And then I went to Carleton University for journalism, and I grew up reading guys like Bob Weeks, like Lauren Rubenstein, guys like that, who I am now honored to call my friends. It's just kind of evolved one thing after the other. But I love golf so much. I love playing golf. I love the game, and I love journalism. So I was able to combine it into a career, and I couldn't be more excited.
Adam, we're all very guilty sometimes in this business of crowning the next person. We've seen it on the PGA Tour, everybody looking to pass a baton to call the next Tiger Woods. You know, we saw it with Rory. Everybody was hoping Spieth would get it done at the Masters so we could have another ceremony. I don't know why everybody's so eager to do this, but from a Canadian standpoint, we hear the word lock all the time. She's a lock. And we're referring to Brooke Henderson and this very special 16-year-old who is already done some pretty cool things on the LPGA Tour. From your perspective, can Canadians consider this an absolute lock? Is this going to be an LPGA Tour star that we can start, you know, look forward to watching in the next 2-3 years?
You know, that, like you said, that word lock gets thrown around a lot. I would be, you know, remiss to not recognize how successful Brooke has been up to this point. And I think it's fair to say that Brooke will have a long and successful career on the LPGA Tour. The thing about her is that she is only 16 years old. One of the funniest things that I had heard in speaking with her is that when she found out she got an exemption into the Kraft Nabisco, she got a text message from her dad, and she was in school, and she had 3 tests that day that she had to go and complete after she found out about the exemption. And needless to say, she admitted that she probably didn't do all that well on those tests. But her focus is on golf. Again, with respect to the support system, great stuff from Golf Canada. Her sister, who probably knows Brooke's game better than anybody else, is usually on her bag when she's playing on the LPGA Tour. And her sister is not such a bad golfer herself. So it's all good to see. The interesting thing for me personally is taking the story about Brooke back to her hometown. I don't really know how much you know about Smith Falls, Ontario, but there's not much going on. It's not very large. You know, the economic situation is a little dire, but the fact that this next generation amazing Canadian golfer has come from this town is extremely interesting.
Adam, you're doing a profile on Brooke for Score Golf. What edition of Score Golf can we find that in?
That is going to be in the summer edition. So,
and Mackenzie Hughes for Ontario Golf News comes out?
Ontario Golf News, and that's going to be in May.
Adam, thanks for doing this. Let's do this again this year. We'll follow up later on in the season. Really appreciate you taking the time this morning.
No, absolutely. This was awesome, and would love to do it.
Thanks a lot. Adam Stanley, go to adamstanley.ca for more information on Adam and where you can get his stuff. You heard it there. Score Summer Edition for Profile on Brooke Henderson. Spring Edition for Ontario Golf News on Mackenzie Hughes. Follow Adam on Twitter, @Adam_Stanley. That's @Adam_Stanley. Great up-and-coming talent there, Jim. He loves the game. He's detailed, focused, and look forward to his spin on the next 20, 30 years of our game in this country. Could be very interesting gentleman to follow.
You hear it all in his voice. He's well-researched and loves what he does.
On the other side of the break, we're going to stay Canadiana, PGA Tour Canada. The winner of the West Q School, excuse me, Daniel Murnicki. Blah, 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 blah. Get the marbles out of your mouth. You're listening to Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Horizons Exchange Traded Funds, was brought to you by Acura, proud sponsor of the Masters broadcast in Canada. Visit Acura.ca to see our 2014 lineup. Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada, Canada's 19th hole, presented by Horizons Exchange Traded Funds. This segment brought to you by Virginia Tourism. Virginia is for lovers of great golf. Visit virginia.org/golfcanada for more information. Here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Jim Taddy.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Zucchino, Taddy, not too late.